We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Buffalo Means Business here on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The program highlights local businesses and services in the region, and if there's a local business or service you'd like to hear from, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by Tom Turbovich, who is, oddly enough, with Turbovich Law Firm, and just explain a little bit about it, what it is that you guys do with the firm.
Well, about 10 years ago, and the firm started about 12 years ago, we've decided to focus primarily on DWI. So 80 to 90% of our business is DWI. Again, I do have a partner that focuses on criminal law as well, and we have done some traffic tickets across New York State. We purchased the Traffic Ticket Ninja .com. But really our focus is on DWI. Everything else that is around it is because we do so well with DWI.
And how is it that you came about coming into this line of work?
Funny things, I said I would never be a criminal defense attorney in law school. I would do everything else because I loved everything. I did very well in law school, but I didn't want to do criminal defense. I was clerking for a judge, a circuit court judge, and he called me in his office one day and he goes, "Tom, what do you want to do?" And of course, being, you know, a young law, you know, just out of law school, I would say, "Want to work for you, Judge?" But he said, "No, really, what do you want to do?" And I said, I'd like to be a trial attorney. I'd like to be, you know, get involved in trial. He put a phone call in to the DA, who was Frank Clark back then, set me up there, had a great interview with him, and started immediately. I jumped the line and started in the DA's office. So then I had 5 years of working at the DA's office, prosecuting all kinds of cases. On the way through there, you start in the lower courts, you're in city court, then you're in grand jury, felony trials, and I ended up in appeals because of my I had a strong background in writing. I went to training for DWI court and drug court with they would send me out to California to train with the judges. When I was in the earlier days, I would indict the cases. I indicted many cases when I was in the grand jury, and then we'd prosecute them. And I go, geez, I think I know everything. Oh, and then when you're in the appeals bureau, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be going so far, but when you're in the appeals bureau, you're the bottom of the ladder. So you get what's kind of not the most glamorous cases. You get the DWI cases. So for 50, 60 hours a week, I'd be researching, writing, on DWIs. In fact, I do have a case that we went up to the Court of Appeals where you have five judges and we make an argument. I actually had a hot bench. Hot bench basically means they ask you a lot of questions. So I have case law based on my appeal that we won through the DA's office. Make a long story short, which is too late. When I left the DA's office, I worked for a large personal injury firm. Didn't like the way things were there, and I went on my own, so I started doing criminal law because now I have all this experience. Loved doing that, loved fighting and, fighting for my clients, and it was like a big game. It was like a game of Monopoly until I realized one time after a week-long trial, I got this gentleman off on a gang assault, he came back to me 2 weeks later, and he wanted me to represent him again on another assault. Be honest with you, I lost the focus about the people. I was about the game. It was about the function. And I told the gentleman I couldn't represent him. About the same time, I had a very a standard DWI that this poor woman was going through difficult marital issues. She decided to drive home late one night because she was trying to discuss things with her friends, and her friends left before she did. She got arrested, and now she was going to lose her job. She's going to lose her marriage. We got her involved in counseling. We got a great deal for her. She kept her job, and she's doing well in her marriage. So about the same time, I got this beautiful basket thanking me. And I'm like, well, wait a second. I'm wearing a gray hat now instead of a black hat. for that gentleman that I was taking care of before, black hat. Don't get me wrong. My partner takes care of criminal cases, and he does a great job. But I don't feel comfortable always wearing the black hat. I liked wearing the white hat at the DA's office, and now I like helping people with DWIs. Most people with DWIs don't have much of a history. Or if they do have a history, it's just DWIs. And they fall into two categories, either first-time foolish or they might have an alcohol problem. And either way, we can really help those people and make a difference. The law looks at them as criminals. I look at them as people that really should have a break.
Speaking with Tom Turbovich, he's with Turbovich Law Firm here, and this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I started off the top by referring to you as you guys, and that is a big, important point for you because it's not just you, even though your name is on the firm. You have a bunch of associates working with you.
I have two partners. In fact, one of them is Mike Siebert. Fantastic. I brought him on because I used to have a whole bunch of criminal cases that would come in, and I would just refer him out. And I said, you know what, Mike, why don't we work together? In fact, last year, Mike was recognized as one of the top four criminal defense attorneys in New York State. Outstanding, great person. If I ever got in trouble criminally, this is the guy I would go with. He's one of my partners. Another one of my partners was somebody who was a police officer for 20 years. In fact, I think five or six of those years, he was the top DWI arresting officer that was out there. So after he retired, he got his law degree. We scooped him up right away. In fact, it was a recommendation from a local judge that said, this guy you really want, outstanding. I've never saw anybody with such raw talent. Together, you know, we have over 60 years of experience in the field. There is no sole practitioner that can match that experience, the success record. And I don't mean to say contacts, but the thing is, we're in front of judges that know us as being honest. If you have a good reputation and you say what you mean and you mean what you say in front of these judges, you get a lot more credibility that goes with that. And quite honestly, judges like to get familiar with people, and you can have the judge's ear. And I think we cover Western New York very well. Be honest with you, I don't think there's anybody else in New York State that can handle cases better for DWI than we do. But the other thing too is, if you have a sole practitioner, I mean, I know sole practitioners out there that don't even have a secretary. They will take every case that comes through that door. Each one of our attorneys only takes so many cases. We don't want to be a public defender. Not that there's anything wrong with them. There's some great public defenders out there. But you got to be able to spend the time on the case. You got to be able to educate your people. You got to be able to dig. And if you can't spend that time on the case, you probably shouldn't take that case. And I don't see other attorneys saying, no, I'm not going to take the case because I'm not going to turn away money. Or they go on vacation. What do? We always have an attorney 24/7, you know, 365 days a year that is going to be available if there's an emergency.
You had spoken before about the gray area, if you will, in the DWI example. With the way that things have changed, the perception of drinking used to be, you know, as we pointed out off air, yeah, joke and laugh and how did you survive, and as opposed to, man, you shouldn't be driving and you deserve what you got. Is there still kind of leeway in interpretations like based on particular incidents, or is everything kind of lumped together? It's the law, you can't do this.
Well, it's much more difficult now. Again, when I prosecuted these things 15, 20 years ago, the level was 0.15 to be intoxicated. So it continues to drop to 1.0 and then 0.8. It keeps on getting more and more difficult. But back then, it was a joke to see, hey, look how drunk it is. Let's see if I can make it home. And everybody laughed, and it was like, oh, hey, you made it. Officers would drive you home. It was too far one direction. Now, if you just smell of alcohol, you're going to probably be charged with a DWI. We have a case where somebody blew a .06, which is in the impairment area, but they were charged with a DWI. We had other cases where somebody was unconscious. They smelled of alcohol, so they charged him with a DWI. That one got dismissed. But again, there was, it's the pendulum has shifted too far. Nobody will defend DWIs in the legislature. Nobody wants to say, hey, wait a second, that's too tough on those guys. Until it's their brother, their sister, their loved one, and then they're like, well, wait a second, can't you make an exception? No, they keep on making it more and more difficult. In judges school, I have several several friends that became judges, and they will teach them in judge school that you don't want to let these people go, because if you let them go, the picture, and they go kill somebody the next day when the drunk driving, their picture is going to be in the paper and your picture is going to be right next to them showing this is the judge that let them go. I don't see that kind of prosecution anywhere else with criminal defense. If you have a murder case and you have reasonable doubt, you win, or at least you should. On a DWI, reasonable doubt usually means a reduction. That's not the law. The law is they're supposed to, if you have reasonable doubt, it should be dismissed. But if you have reasonable doubt, now you can explain every one of the field sobriety tests, why somebody could fail them. And don't get me wrong, somebody can be totally trashed and falling down, and you get it. But I'm telling, when you're in that small area in between, you can explain a lot of this stuff away. But the reasonable doubt may take you from an aggravated down to a standard DWI, or a standard DWI to a violation impaired. It's a standard that's tougher, and it seems to be what judges are looking at.
And a couple things before we wrap things up here with you, Tom. The number to get a hold of you if someone needs to use your services.
Well, we're 222-2222. We got that. I had clients try to find me before. They can't spell Turbovich. You know, it's T-R-B-O-V-I-C-H. So then we were known as the Turbo Team, because they can spell Turbo Team, the Turbo Team with a T-H-E. But then we figured we'd get the number. People can find us. We always give our clients our cell phones. They can usually always text us on that. And if they need to get a hold of us after hours, because this can be scary stuff, we always are able to do that. That's also something that would be impossible if you were a sole practitioner.
And WBEN, part of the Entercom family, and as part of the family, we do have the WGR radio team, which provides coverage of Bills and Sabres here for us. And along with them, you guys have a little campaign going, right?
Yes, there's a charity that's out there that it helps the children, even if they're adults now, that were abused as children. And we thought it was a good way for us to get some money to them and get awareness over to them. And we appreciate the radio station giving us an opportunity to direct the spotlight over to them. At the end of if there's every touchdown, we give a donation from the Bills to this charity. If they get a 2-point conversion, and I know they don't say that on the radio necessarily, if they get a 2-point conversion, we double that donation, or if they get a safety.
Again with the twos. I get where you're going with that. That makes total sense. All right. Well, appreciate it, Tom, and certainly a worthy effort too, and hopefully we got the word out for you. 222-2222 or theturboteam.com for Tom Turbovich of Turbovich Law Firm. And this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.